This weekend's musical feast at the Birchfield Penny Art Center has a theme, Night Fantasies, and includes works both traditional, in this case a Mozart piano fantasy from 1782, played by UB's Eric Huebner, and new works, very, very new, including compositions from 1980, 2000, and two 21st century world premieres, Wind, Water, Metal, Skin, a 2011 composition for flute and percussion composed and performed by John Bacon with Barry Crawford flute, and perhaps the centerpiece of the concert, a 2010 multiple movement work by 24-year-old Nathan Heidelberger, student of UB's David Felder, called Descriptions of the Moon. Eric Huebner will accompany Chicago-based mezzo-soprano Julia Bentley.
It really is a very unusual work for such a young composer. And if I understand it correctly from Nathan, he's not even written very much for voice and piano at this point in his career, which I think is really auspicious for his future writing for the voice, because he seems to have a really, really natural feel.
Despite his youth, Bentley was impressed by Heidelberg's selection of 9 different moon-themed texts by such authors as Dante, Galileo, Joyce, Neruda, Cummings, Lawrence, Rilke, Shelley, and Borges. One text for each of the 9 sections of Descriptions of the Moon.
Choosing text is very tricky for a less experienced composer. To choose a text that is really evocative and can be easily understood, both of those things. One is a little more pragmatic and one is a little more a flight of fancy and full of lyricism, those aspects of successful song text. So Nathan has not only done this one time well, but he's found sources kind of across the map, literary sources, all of which refer to the moon.
Julia Bentley is not only impressed with the texts chosen, but also with Nathan Heidelberger's music.
The musical idiom is really interesting. It's very, very challenging. Fortunately, there's just a complete piano virtuoso on board, Eric Huebner. He is just not only a fabulous technician, but a fearless engager in this situation with the premiere.
That fearless pianist, Eric Huebner, is on the music faculty at UB, famous for new music since the era of Lucas Foss and the Creative Associates. The Robert and Carol Morris Center for 21st Century Music at UB is a co-sponsor of this concert. Would it play in Peoria? Probably not. And probably not even in Chicago, thought Julia Bentley when UB's David Felder sent her the score written by his student Nathan Heidelberger.
The kind of situations where I'm asked to sing with piano are generally more of that traditional Liederabend song recital situation where the audience is hoping to hear maybe 5 small groups of fairly familiar works in various languages and not really 30 minutes of really challenging, exploratory new music by a composer whom in Chicago they don't know.
After the world premiere performance of young Nathan Heidelberger's 2010 work, Descriptions of the Moon, Bentley will sing a short work for solo female voice based on a poem by Emily Dickinson, which reads, "Bind me, I can still sing. Banish, my mandolin strikes true within. Slay, and my soul shall rise, chanting to paradise, still thine." The work, called Memo 7, was composed in the year 2000 by Bernard Rands.
He begins with that text in a really atomized condition, so the sounds of the words have been plucked apart from each other. So you're hearing simply the sound of the voice and then the sound of maybe some consonants hooking up with each other and notes separate from each other but then coming together into musical motifs, and slowly, slowly in the course of the piece, these portions of text and portion of melody start to aggregate and become more concrete and recognizable.
For Memo 7, mezzo-soprano Julia Bentley is all alone on stage, which, even for a seasoned professional opera singer, can be challenging.
To just stand up there and shape a work on your own is a particular challenge. without the inspiration and support of an ensemble, or in the case of the other piece on the program, a fine pianist.
And that fine pianist is Eric Huebner, recently appointed principal staff pianist of the prestigious New York Philharmonic, recently returned from a European tour. Huebner performs the final work on the concert, Night Fantasies, a 1980 work for piano by American composer Elliot Carter. It's the dessert at A Musical Feast this Sunday afternoon, March 18th at 2 p.m. at A Musical Feast's home, the Peter and Elizabeth C. Tower Auditorium at the Birchfield Penny Art Center. For Classical 94.5 WNED, I'm Peter Hall.